Coming up on today's show, we're going to tell you how Tom can help you put a plan in place for inflation in your retirement years. Plus, what are some options available if you don't want to strictly rely on Social Security and the market? And later on, we know the Great Wealth Transfer is well underway, so we'll give you some things to think about if you plan to leave a home to your heirs. We'll get to that and much, much more. But first things first, we do say hello to the man of the hour, the star of the show, and my buddy, Mr. Tom Fortino. Tom, great to be with you, sir. How are you?
Oh, great to be here, Kevin. I'm ready to roll.
It is let's dig in. It's another beautiful weekend. We got a lot to cover on the program here today. And obviously, Tom, it is still early in the new year. But yes. That being said, we do know there's been some changes to those tax laws here for 2026, including that $6,000 senior deduction for those age 65 and over. So some folks listening today, Tom, they may be in store for a higher refund. And that's why I want to play this soundbite for you. This is Jill Schlesinger recently discussing that on CBS News. Take a listen.
Okay. Well, it's because of those new tax law provisions and a larger standard deduction. And a lot of people were withholding based on the old rules, which means they probably over withheld. So what does that mean? We saw last tax season refunds averaging over $3,100. And we could see that rise towards $3,500, maybe even $4,000, depending on your situation.
And obviously, Tom, there's different things we can do with that money. You could always spend it or maybe sock it away into an emergency fund. But for Tom, someone for listening today, if they want to make more of a tax impact in retirement, how can you help?
Well, you know, taxes matter in retirement, Kevin, because they directly shape how much of your income you actually get to keep, how long your savings last, and which withdrawal strategies, and we'll talk a little about this today, which withdrawal strategies make the most sense for you. So even though you're no longer in a paycheck in retirement, the IRS, hey, they're still your partner. There's taxes in many forms, retirement income and the mix of income sources you rely on can push you into different tax brackets. And, you know, one of the things that Jill is mentioning here is also the tax changes. And so taxes are integral. So when when people come in, I always say throw everything in a box and include in there your tax returns. We go through these. She's making a point here. And this is something, again, we incorporate into our planning because, again, keep in mind when you retire, Social Security benefits up to 85% are taxable. Every penny you pull out of your IRA and 401k, 100% taxable. Pensions, 100% taxable. We look at investment income and so on. You know, that can be taxable. And so we just want to understand, how do we minimize taxes in retirement? Now, the thing she's talking about, we'll touch upon that briefly, because this can be pretty important, especially we sometimes call it that retirement sweet spot. Mm-hmm. Part of the Big Beautiful Act, any individual 65 or over is getting an additional $6,000. So I'm going to make a couple points here. A $6,000 standard deduction. That is on top of your standard deduction. It's $15,750 per person, $31,500 for a couple. So if you're a married couple, you have $31,500. You get to deduct from your taxes. That's it, $31,500. So you need to understand what your taxable income is. And so on top of that, you get another $6,000 each. That's another $12,000 on top of that. Plus, you get another $1,600 per person. We're talking over $45,000 of a standard deduction. So this is an opportunity we have to take advantage of. I just had a meeting recently. This is where we talk about Roth conversions, Roth contributions. I'm going to give you two ideas here. But the difference between in 2024 and this year when you're going to file for the 2025 tax year, you're going to be able to take an additional $12,000 if you're 65 or over off of your taxable income. Well, maybe I should consider doing $12,000 of Roth conversions. Guess what? I'm back to where I was a year ago. I should maybe even consider doing more. But this is why we talk about the opportunity to start to do some things here. Roth conversions, and we'll talk about this, and this is what Jill is referring to. Jill Schlesinger was talking about maybe some bigger refunds. What should we do with the money? How about repositioning money to tax-free? I've talked about some of the problems with, you know, large IRAs. And as I said, I just had a meeting with someone where we looked at doing some of these conversions. They said, well, what's our tax bracket? And they said, we're going to have about $100,000 of income. Aren't we in the 22? I said, no. First of all, again, changes. You're in a 12% up to $106,000 of income. But don't forget, now we're going to subtract another $45,000 or so. It's $47,000 roughly. But now your taxable income, now your gross income, your taxable income is under $50,000, right? You're at a 12% tax bracket, and you have some runway here to do some conversions. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to move money at 12%. to an account that they probably put the money in at a 22 to 25% bracket years ago. They're going to move it at 12% to a Roth, which will grow tax-free the rest of their life. There's no required minimum distributions. It grows tax, as I said, grows tax-free, and it, no tax on your Social Securities, and goes to your spouse and children tax-free. That's a Roth conversion. On top of that, we're going to do the Roth IRA contributions, which I'll talk about in a second. But this is why we, if you're not getting this advice, and as I've said, I think I've had this conversation with you before, Kevin, it's not any criticism or you know, anything disparaging about, you know, a lot of firms just don't do this. I'm always looking at the changes. This is what our firm does. Hey, are there things we can do? I call it forward tax planning to put you in a better position down the road. And this is an example. Roth contributions. I'm going to mention it because I think we're going to talk about other topics, but I don't want to miss this opportunity to talk also about Roth contributions. And then I have one other thing, too. I guess I just thought I want to add to that. You know, Roth contributions. You can put up to, and again, this is a change, $8,600 per person per year if you're over age 50. So again, you can put $8,600. If you're married, your spouse can put $8,600. All right. And that's another, and that's for this year, $8,600. You can also do $8,000 for last year. So think about it. You can put $17,200 for this year. You can also do $8,000 each for last year. You have until April 15th. I know I've said this before. Don't get mad. But if you haven't acted on this, you only have till April 15th to do 2025. So now we can do well over $30,000 into a Roth IRA for contributions 2025 and 2026. In addition to that, you can start to take a look at these Roth conversions. Remember, your deductions may be higher. Tax brackets have gone up. Now that money is in the tax-free. You know, now we're talking about doing this systematically throughout your retirement, getting more and more money. Guess what? By the time you get to the required distributions, which is another problem with large IRAs, is there are no required minimum distributions on Roth. So you've repositioned more money to tax-free. You've reduced your required minimum distributions. Hopefully, you're going to get more of your Social Security tax-free. You have more tax control. And then these other issues of, if you pass away, your spouse is not going to be penalized because it's tax-free to them. And to your children, it's tax-free. Again, these are ideas I think we need to incorporate. So we talk about, what are you doing for tax planning? I know you made the comment earlier, Kevin, you know, this is, we're getting this stuff and it's tax season and it's not really a pleasant thing. But what are we doing to try to take advantage of some of this stuff? That's why when I say throw everything in a box and come on in, we'll do what I like to say, a tax analysis, but we'll look at everything else because we are a complete retirement planning firm. All of these things are part of your plan. The investments, we'll get into that later, but we can take a look at your portfolio. We can test your plan. And so you can actually, again, as I like to say, reduce the threat of rising tax rates in retirement. That's one of the many threats that we talk about, are risks in retirement. So what are you doing to reduce the risk of higher tax rates in the future and putting yourself in a bad position? Otherwise, you know, that's why we call it a tax time bomb. So give us a call if you want to take advantage of that. 630-864-6711. We also have the tax planning packet I can send out to you with the 7 tax-free ideas. You know, you can go to our website as well, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Get on my calendar. You can select the retirement roadmap button. Select that. Get on my calendar. Even if you want to schedule a 15-minute conversation on some of these ideas. And so it's available to you, again, whether it's the reports, scheduling the time to talk, or coming on in. Let's start taking advantage of this because this can be incredibly impactful to our retirement and to our family.
630-864-6711 or online anytime at alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, anybody who has been following the news cycle over the last 6, 8, 10, 12 months certainly knows that artificial intelligence, or AI as the cool kids call it, playing a much bigger role in our everyday lives. But the question becomes, can AI build a retirement portfolio? Well, the folks at Morningstar recently put it to the test, and they did a comparison between ChatGPT, Microsoft Copilot, and robo-advisors. Now, what did they find? Yeah, the chatbots can build portfolios that look similar to robo-advisors. But Tom, let's talk about some of the things AI can't do, like sit down in a room across from me and really get to know you as an individual, not just a number.
Yeah, I don't know if I should draw a parallel, but I've seen things like this where, if you remember during the virus when it was hitting, and everybody said, well, that's it. You know, the offices are gone. We're never going to have very little personal interaction. Let's forget. It's like, We're humans.
Right.
I mean, I don't care what anyone says. I'm put me in the camp. Look, you know, we were having this conversation at the break, Kevin, about, you know, look, we use technology. I use AI, and it's part of what we do. I think it's going to benefit us, of course, and it benefits productivity. There's a lot of things, automation, all of these things. And, you know, we can go back through history. We don't spend time on that. But the point is, you just cannot, you cannot replace human interaction. You just can't. And so sitting across the table, as you were saying, talking about some of these things, do I think it's, again, can it be used? Absolutely. You know, what, even if you say, hey, I'm just looking things up or I'm doing some research, it's not uncommon. I get calls from clients or prospective clients who say, hey, you know, I was reading this article. I heard about this thing. It's the same thing. Is that accurate? And then does it apply to me? Because everybody, again, we get back to everybody's situation is unique.
Right.
You have family dynamics you have to think about. Rules change. You can't automate all of this stuff. And then we get into the what ifs, you know, I mean, can you pose some of these things? And we take a look at every aspect of your plan. And sometimes when we're posing a question, it's a one thing. But what about all the other? I've talked about this domino effect or this overlap, because you could be doing something with a decision. You know, you can't talk about your Social Security decision without thinking about taxes. You can't talk about withdrawals from retirement accounts, again, without thinking about taxes and then the legacy planning, all of those things. You know, I've offered this report before, and I think it's complete, and it's available on our website if you want to get it. It's called the five pillars, or the retirement roadmap, the five pillars to your retirement plan. And it goes through all of these aspects of your plan. What are you doing to create income? You know, what are you doing to minimize taxes? We talked about in that in the first segment. You know, I've said this, I made this comment before. Social Security, this is, I'll give you just one quick example. Social Security. You know, obviously it grows by 8% per year. I shouldn't say obviously, but it does. It's called the delayed retirement credit. You may see a difference of $10,000 per year if you wait 4 years. Okay, so you could have a benefit that's $35,000 at age 66. It could be $46,000 at age 70. Does it make sense to wait? I don't know. I don't know your whole situation. Are you married? Are you single? These are questions that you have to start asking. Then the next question is, well, how do I get some of my Social Security tax-free? I mentioned it could be taxable. Well, that's where Roth conversions come in. If you have most of your money in a Roth, there's a good chance you're going to not pay a penny on Social Security. I've used this example before, right? If you took $30,000 out of a Roth and you had $70,000 in Social Security, that's $100,000. You pay no income tax, zero. Okay, so again, those are things that relate. What happens if there's a long-term illness? Again, these are things we go through, and this is why I talk about being complete. And if you want that report, the five it goes through every one of these five, what I call the five pillars. If you have a long-term illness, you know, there's costs. We've seen the numbers. I just had a conversation not too long ago with a client whose parent had to go in, $12,000 a month. Mm. Okay, what does your plan say? Okay, these are not pleasant discussions. But then there's another piece of it which spills into the other part, which is the estate planning and legacy planning, the estate planning documents. You know, it's not just how am I going to pay for it, but do I have a power of attorney that says I can act for my spouse? Because if you don't have that, now you have assets that are potentially frozen. So I'm talking about all of this overlap. What happens if a spouse passes away? Well, if Social Security goes away, a pension can be reduced. I'm potentially in a higher tax bracket. Again, are you having these discussions, and can you have that with, you know, can you cover these things in as certainly as things change? If you read, there's a book by David Bach. He's done a lot of these studies. 80% of women will become the sole financial decision maker at some point in their lifetimes. Mm. We've talked about, there was a nationwide study that said, you know, over 50% of spouses, one spouse will outlive the other spouse by 10 years.
Wow.
Again, how do we have these conversations? Well, you can't have it with the chatbot. I just don't think so.
Right.
And having the experience, that's my opinion. So that's why when I say being complete, everything I just talked about, sometimes we call them the what ifs. You know, they're in this report. If you know, you're not going to have the perfect plan. I'm not suggesting that. There's certain things you may not do or decide not to do. Mm-hmm. But if you said, hey, I looked at it, that's my job as an advisor. When I tell somebody, if they say, hey, Tom, I was looking at this, well, again, whether it's long-term care or it's some other aspect of the Social Security, we do the analysis. You may not do exactly what it says, but you've done the due diligence. That's my commitment to anybody I talk to. Hey, I looked at what happens if you take it at 65 versus 70 on Social Security. I talked about some of these other things. This client recently asked me, they were leaving their job. Their term insurance through their job, group term, was going away because they were leaving the job. Well, now they have no insurance. Well, are they uninsurable? I mean, again, I know I'm going off on these. These are all part of it. but it's so critical. And so we looked at insurance, and I did that for him. I said, here's the numbers. It's not my opinion. What do you And so we're looking at every aspect, the estate planning, the investment planning, the income planning, the tax planning. And again, how do you get all those things? So I still submit on a couple levels, Kevin. Number one, you just cannot replace human interaction. We're right. human beings. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I think also I applaud anyone who does the research and tries to get the information, and that's great. That's a starting point. I don't think it's going to answer all the questions, and in the end, you may have some exposure to that. So that's why when I say throw everything in a box, I mean everything, the right. estate planning documents, the tax returns, your investment statements, everything. We will do a full, complete analysis, and we'll cover all of these areas and all of these what-ifs I said. Any questions you have, you can just go directly to the website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, select the retirement roadmap, the five simple steps to a stress-free retirement, and get on my calendar. Or if you want to even schedule a call, or you want to email me with a question, I'm happy to help in any way we can. You can also, as I said, call us directly. We have someone will answer or get right back to you. And it's a simple, straightforward. We're not going to try to sell you anything. We're going to have a great conversation. We're going to have the conversations we're having now, Kevin. 630-864-6711 to schedule a time. Or if you want us to customize something for you in some specific situation you're looking at, we can do that as well. It never hurts. It's kind of like chicken soup. Let's get together. We'll sit down. We talk. And what's interesting, too, is a lot of times something does come up as we just start talking.
Right.
It's even if we're just having a coffee and chatting, but we start going through things. I make that, again, we want to review things throughout the year. And that's what we do. Again, I don't think, AI is going to reach out to you or anything like that to say, hey, how you doing? Let's get together. How are the kids? And so on. But anyway, there's a big difference. As I said, we're here to help. We're here to help in any way we can.
So, Tom, my jaw nearly hit the floor mm-hmm. on this recent report from the National Institute on Retirement Security. And it said the typical American worker between 21 and 64 has just under $1,000 saved for retirement. That blew me away. But one thing we do know, Tom, our listeners are in a very different position. They've been saving for years. They do have money prepared for their retirement. But Tom, the real question becomes, how can you turn that savings income into, without being reliant and overly mm-hmm. dependent on Social Security and the market? How can you help our listeners take that nest egg, turn it into those streams of income for our financial future?
Well, there's an important takeaway here. For those of you, and I said, I applaud it. Look, you put money away. You've done these systematic contributions. You got $1 million in your 401k or whatever the number is. And I applaud that. Don't get me wrong. I said we do investment advice. We help people grow their assets. That's part of what we do. But there's also this income piece to it, and it's not uncommon. People come in and they say, okay, how do I turn the savings into income? I'm shifting money that I've accumulated. And then the goal is you want to have something that reliably pays you monthly, annually, quarterly, whatever it is. How do we do that? How do we make that switch? It's an emotional thing. It's a behavioral thing, but it also is a numbers thing. It's really important that we understand. I'll get into a couple different ideas here. The first thing I'm going to say is you mentioned Social Security. That's part of it. That's a decision we make, and that's important. Obviously, claiming strategies, we do that. We do the full analysis, and we have meetings on it all the time. I advise people, hey, this is how it works. There's no perfect decision, but these are the ways you might want to consider claiming your Social Security to maximize your lifetime cumulative benefit. Pensions, again, another thing, that's an income stream. That's not turning a pile of money, but it's a pension and that's an income stream. So let's talk about this money that we've accumulated and what do we do with that? Well, there's a couple ideas here, but the important thing is, why this is so crucial, because we're living longer than ever. We know there's longer lifespans. I mentioned Social Security. Typically, that's not enough. What about healthcare costs, inflation, all of these things that we have to. So when we look at this piece of your plan, right, investments, taxes, protecting assets, estate and legacy, we have the five pillars. Income's number one, and we talk about this. So what else can we do above and beyond the Social Security or the pensions? We can talk about investments, and we structure, when people are looking for investments, the idea is, how can we structure investments to give you the income you need without going into principal? And there's ways to do that. Just like you may have a diversified portfolio, you can have a diversified income strategy. And part of that can be, you know, just examples of, you know, and I would try to say, you can target this. I'm just giving you an example. Maybe if you can get, you know, 6% or so, some will give you higher income, some will give you lower incomes. Some are safer. Like if you get a treasury right now, the 10-year treasury is paying 4%. Technically, that is a risk-free rate of return, but you're saying, 4%, I need a little more. Well, now we can start looking at adding bonds to that portfolio. There are high-yielding bonds where you can get a little more. There are what are called structured notes where you can get over 8%. In addition to that, there's like limited partnerships or some of those. ET, Energy Transfer, for example, that pays over 7%. Right now, it can change from day to day, but that's a 7% yield. You look at Pfizer, that's a 6% yield. Those are dividends. So you can, and then you can look at real estate trusts and things like that. So now you create a portfolio with four or five different strategies. And now you're hopefully it's creating this income stream that regardless of what happens in the market, you're getting 6%, 5-6%. And that's coming in monthly. That's an income stream, not guaranteed. But think if you can do that to supplement. We create and design these portfolios. We have a dividend portfolio. The other ideas I talked to you about, I incorporate this into clients, and now they're getting a monthly income stream. They still have the growth piece, but they can also take a position where they have this guaranteed income stream. The other idea is, and again, these are all pieces. Think about it. We sometimes will look at this as an income stacking strategy, right? I have my pensions, but all of a sudden, just like I had a meeting the other day, I sat down with these the clients of mine, and they're getting ready to retire next year, and I showed them, you're going to have $92,000 of income from the combination of their Social Securities or pensions, and then they have another $1 million of investments. That's a pretty good spot to be, and that's where we want to try to get. The other idea, we've talked about this before, and I think you said it, the A word, annuities, right?
There it is.
There it is. Okay. We just get some pushback sometimes, and I don't really care. I just think people deserve to understand it. What is a little disheartening is when people say, and a lot of times it's misleading and not explaining how they do. Again, I'm an investment advisor rep. I'm not pro or con. I'm just explaining the differences. Annuities will give you a guaranteed lifetime income. You can use them, again, as a piece, not the whole thing. It's not an end-all and be-all, but you can get these. Now, by the way, I'm going to talk a little bit more about these and explain them, but if you want to go to our website or give us a call, you can download this information. We have the Truth About Annuities, the Social Security Decision, Maximizing Income Retirement, and all the worksheets. It's an income planning packet. AlphaWealthGroup.com. Download that information or give us a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. We will get this out to you. We'll put it together for you. We'll summarize the process, and you can start to put this in place. All of these pieces, okay? And it's important. This is, again, it's a process. I'm a process guy. I've said I'm an engineer by trade. That's my undergraduate's electrical engineering. So I approach this almost like financial engineering, piecing this together, building an income plan. So now we talk about the investment. That's going to supplement. Then we can look at the annuities. The annuities will give you a guaranteed lifetime income, a joint lifetime income, in many cases over 6%, maybe 7% or so, that you can get off of that, again, for both of your lifetimes. And to the extent you don't go through the money, your investment, it goes to your children and grandchildren. That's not a bad thing. So what do we accomplish? We minimize longevity risk. We eliminate it because it comes in for the rest of our life. Market risk doesn't matter what the market's doing. And then, as I mentioned before, these what-ifs we talked about before when we were having that AI conversation, Kevin, the things that you want to build potentially into your plan. If a spouse passes away, what's the risk? Well, the risk is some of the income can go away. This example, the income continues for both of your lifetimes. It is a joint lifetime income if you set it up the right way. The higher Social Security stays for the rest of your life. And really, here's what it comes down to, Kevin, peace of mind, a predictable income stream. It reduces stress, and it allows retirees to enjoy their time without constantly worrying about money. That's what it's about. We hear these stories, unfortunately, of people missing out on things, not doing the things they enjoy. And that's, I think, the most tragic thing about this. And so why we say that's number one in these five pillars, creating income you cannot live, because then it gives you the freedom to do the other things, the investments, and not worry so much about the market. You want to do all these other things, but it's about enjoying life and having a peace of mind. So if you want to take a look at some of these things, create an income plan and try to create some of that peace of mind, we would help you with that. you know, give us a call. You can go to our website, too. It's called the Retirement Roadmap. If you select that button, you can get on my calendar. We can take a look at all these aspects, the Social Security decision, the pension, the claiming strategies, your pension, how to create additional income to make up for that income gap, and then still have the investments that can grow for you during your lifetime that you need if you want to do the things you want to pull out money and take the grandkids. Just had a meeting with someone recently said they want to take their whole family to Hawaii when they retire. Love it. Then you can be in these positions to do these things. That's our goal. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, pick up the phone, give us a call, throw everything in a box. I'll say it again, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, select the Retirement Roadmap button, get on my calendar. As I said, we can do a have a conversation. If you want to come in and meet in person, that's all available to you. We just want to be a resource for all you, help you, give you that peace of mind in retirement.
That conversation starts by dialing 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. So, Tom, we know the oldest baby boomers are set to turn 80 years old. Wow. And many of those, Tom, have decided to retire in place and actually continue living in the home they've had for decades. Now, with that great wealth transfer well underway, there's a lot of millennial children that might find themselves in a position to inherit a home with potentially a mortgage, property taxes, and of course, upkeep maybe they aren't ready to afford. So, Tom, when it comes to the estate planning conversations, how do those typically go, and how do you help them visualize what some of these things could look like if they are in a similar position?
Well, you know, this gets back to, again, looking at the dynamics, what they're trying to accomplish. There's a lot of information out there, but the bottom line is, I say sometimes, look, either you're going to make decisions or someone else is going to make them for you. Mm-hmm. We have an attorney that does the estate planning. I've been doing it for many, many years in this, and it's always had estate planning as a component of what we do. You know, as I said, if you don't have the right documents in place, some of the worst things that can happen to a family as far as assets being frozen, not just after you passed away, but during your lifetime. I talked earlier, we were talking about what happens if there's a long-term care issue. It's not just the money, which is important. Obviously, you got to maybe come out of pocket $10,000 to $12,000 a month. But the other issue is, you know, who can act for you in your stead? I mean, if you don't have a power of attorney, you know, your spouse technically does not have the authority to act for you. Now they have to go to a living probate. They hire an attorney and pay whatever it is, $400, $300 an hour, just to get permission. They cannot access the IRA. They cannot sign tax returns. They can't handle the brokerage account. Technically, those are problems. So this is why we're so adamant about doing these things. And then potentially, these are all the potential pitfalls. You know, and then we typically associate it with this way, but it's also during your lifetime. We've talked about this past couple weeks, Kevin. You know, I've read two or three different studies, anything from 50 trillion to 80 trillion, the largest transfer of wealth that will ever occur in human history from these baby boomers to people that get it. And so we talked about how do you minimize some of these risks? We have blended families now. Mm-hmm. So this is why we talk about creating trust. You can create a trust that allows you to, hold assets and not disinherit your children. This is an example. So if I say I have a trust, I'm in a second marriage. This is not, again, to anything. Not that the marriage isn't good and all that good stuff. But if it's an agreement between the two, to say, look, that trust, the assets will stay in there for your benefit during your lifetime. And when you pass away, whatever's in that trust is then going to flow down to my children. This is where these things come into play. Some people say, well, I don't really need a trust. My assets are not that big. Well, I've stated it before. In the state of Illinois, if you have $100,000 of investments or real property, land, real estate, it could be exposed to probate court, right? Wills are for probate. Trusts are not. The other thing is you can I've heard people talk about this. They call it TODI. I don't even like the term. But anyways, you can now put beneficiary designations on your deeds. Okay, great. But why wouldn't you just put it in a trust? Because, again, a couple things. Number one, a trust preserves your exemption. What do I mean by that? You have an estate tax exemption to your family. If you're married, okay, husband and wife have $4 million each, right? And again, I had a client, and unfortunately, I've been doing this long enough and we've been through this. His wife passed away. Mm. And so I told him, look, we need to fill up her trust, take advantage of the $4 million exemption, because if you don't, and you know, that's why I said, if you have a piece of real estate and it's titled joint, does it go to your spouse? Yeah, it does. But now you've potentially lost part of the exemption. So that's why we want to talk about having trust. Trust preserve your exemption. And if the estate continues to grow, that passes to your children estate tax free. So these are things that we should be aware of. Again, you know, there's no harm in having that done. So trusts avoid probate. Trusts are completely private. Trusts also take into account blended families. Trusts also help in the situations of, unfortunately, if a spouse predeceases or spouse, if a child predeceases you, do you want their share to go to their children, your grandchildren? Nothing against the in-laws. We call keeping it in the bloodlines. So this is why I get a little, it's a little, when people say, you don't need a trust. I just gave you multiple reasons right. why you should probably consider having a trust. But then you have the powers of attorney. This is where we control assets during their lifetime and down to our children. I've read plenty of examples where, you know, the individual left beneficial. And this is information that's available on our website. We have the six essential documents, trust, powers of attorney, medical, financial, pour over wills, and so on. That's on our bulletproofing your beneficiaries. I gave the example of that executive at a company. He had three children, and he thought his 401k was going to go to them. Well, they weren't the beneficiaries. It went to his wife, who he'd been married to for 2 months. Mm. And so this is why beneficiaries are so critical. You can't change them post death. Unless you name your trust or will, you know, I wouldn't do it that way, but as beneficiaries, your documents have nothing to do with the beneficiaries. So this is why I say all these loose ends and why I say throw everything in a box. It's not uncommon we find these things. If your assets are titled to a trust, they're not in the trust. You know, this is, again, where I like to say we're a little different by design. We have an attorney that does the estate planning, but I also incorporate it into your overall plan to make sure, you know, these are powerful things to have in place. I do believe it's, if not the best, one of the best things you can do for your children and mm-hmm. your family. It's just so important to have these things in place. So the information is available on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. But you can also, if you want to schedule a time, this is, you know, one of the many things we're going to cover. Again, we do a very thorough and complete income planning, tax planning, estate and legacy planning, investment, portfolio management. We look at everything. There's no turning back. So you yep. want to make sure you catch these things now.
630-864-6711. Or, of course, you can download that retirement roadmap as well by visiting alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, time flies when we're having fun. It does that every single week here on the show. And before we do run out of time, sir, the floor is once again all yours for the final word.
Well, we've covered a number of areas as we try to every week, Kevin. We've talked about taxes and some ideas. There's items there and ideas that you can incorporate, whether it's the Roth contributions, the Roth conversions. You can still do 2025. We talked about making sure you have a proper estate and legacy plan in place. We've talked about income planning and ideas for your portfolio to create income in retirement and create that safety net you know you deserve.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
Structured notes involve risks not associated with an investment in ordinary debt securities. The securities are not bank deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or any other government agency, nor are they obligations of or guaranteed by a bank. The securities will not be listed on any securities exchange and secondary trading may be limited. Therefore, there may be little or no secondary market for the securities. Accordingly, you should be willing to hold your securities to maturity. The securities are subject to the credit risk of the issuing bank, and any actual or anticipated changes to its credit ratings or credit spreads may adversely affect the market value of the securities.